The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
Here's Bill Myers.
14 minutes after 7, I am so delighted to have you here this morning. Commissioner John West of Joseph E. County is back here. Hello, John. Welcome back to the show. Always good to have you on.
Hey, Bill. Glad to be with you this morning.
Well, wanted to touch up on a couple of things here. Recall election is going on right now, and you let me know something happened over the weekend, which I think is an interesting wrinkle in this, because you have been concerned that the recall election has not been done correctly, at least as far as the certification of that. Would that be a fair assessment? That's been a complaint that you've had against the Josephine County Clerk right now?
Correct. That's 100% correct statement. Yes.
Okay. And what do we know? Because apparently there, you know, your attorney's telling you something that is pretty interesting, I thought.
Yeah, well, the ORS statute says, I mean, it's just point blank, very plain, that 100% of the signatures on a recall have to be verified. Now, that's only on a recall. If you go to an amendment, anything else besides the recall, there is statistical analysis that can be used. But on a recall, it can't be. And our legislators back years ago, there was issues with this. And so they passed a House bill years ago that when this come into law, that made this stick, and it has not been changed since then. So the Secretary of State handbook says one thing, but the law says another. And in Rihanna's defense, she's going by what the Secretary of State says.
Well, yeah, because essentially the Secretary of State runs the elections and does all the election rules and does the election, you know, rule book, you know, that kind of thing. So, yeah, no one's blaming the county clerk. You know, the Secretary of State says one thing. I could see why you would go along with that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, no, I've known Rihanna a long time, and this is not personal. This would be no different than any other person. You know, you've got, if there's something that's not following the law, and this is your job, and the voters put you in there, you just want everything to be done correctly, fairly, and lawfully. And that's all I'm after here. It's not personal. I'm not going after Rihanna personally. I've always said Rihanna does a good job at our clerk's office. It's just this time she's been misled by the Secretary of State, and she followed the Secretary of State handbook, not the law, and the law trumps the handbook. And what I'm worried for Rihanna is that the court will rule in my favor, and the Secretary of State's going to say, well, Rihanna, you know, this is just a handbook. It's your job to figure out what the law says.
So you're thinking the Secretary of State's office will throw her under the bus then? That's what you're thinking.
I think they will in a heartbeat.
Well, it'll be interesting now. The information that the attorneys have discovered about this this law passed a number of years ago that says that in recall, so I just want to understand correctly that the law says, current black letter law says, that in the state of Oregon, you cannot estimate compliance with a petition, you know, in which you take 10% of the petitions that have been signed, and then you say, okay, well, if those 10% are good, well, then we're going to figure the rest of them are good, right? That's what they do right now a lot of times, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So
yes, and think about it. 6,471 signatures come out, but out of 744 signature verifications, there was a percentage of those were not good. Well, out of all those sheets, I know a lady who told me she signed it 12 times and put down a goofy address each time. Well, if none of those sheets are gotten through the random process, I mean, there's where the system on the statistical analysis is all messed up, and that's why you can't use it. That's why they said, hey, this doesn't work out in this instance.
You know, this is really interesting. Now, have you brought this information to the court's attention? To the court's attention with this this suit to stop the recall?
You mean about the people that signed up multiple times?
No. Well, not that. But I'm talking about the research that has been done, the legal research in which state law requires that that all the signatures be checked, not just some.
Yeah. No, the court has our pleading, and we're just waiting. We're waiting for the court to give us a court date, and we should hopefully hear something this week, because under the law it says that, you know, we're asking for 1 hour for the judge to hear it, and this is a top priority under the law, and we're gonna, you know, we have plenty of time. So, but you know, it also, I looked at court rulings from quite a years back where some judges got recalled, and they went ahead and went through the election, and then the courts heard these same arguments and overturned the election because they said it wasn't done properly. So, and they were recall elections. So it's going to be very interesting to see. You know, I'm not trying to stop the will of the people. I want to make sure that everything is done lawfully and properly, and that the people aren't sideblinded, one, by, you know, the process not being done lawfully and correct, but also that the recall people, there's other issues. You know, the chief petitioner, Lily Morgan, is violating state statute law, too.
How?
It is very clear. It says the chief petitioner cannot put false statements down on the petition for a recall.
What false statements were on there, in your opinion?
Well, she said I broke state and federal law. I haven't broken the law. Show me where I've broken the law. The state has not said I've broken the law. The federal government has said I've not broken the law. She says that I went against the will of the people. Show me where I went against the will of the people. She says that I cost the taxpayers $6.1 million. Show me. She says, Pipe Fork, I cost the taxpayers $2.3 million. No, we still own Pipe Fork and the property and the timber, and it's got a value of $2.8 million. So if we would have taken the $2.3, the taxpayers would have lost $500,000. So they have her statements are just totally false. And, of course, you know, she sides with her and Jay Meredith, but she's the chief petitioner, and it says that it's a $125,000 fine and up to 5 years in prison.
What was that, John? What was you saying, up to $125,000 fine, your phone cut out? I want to hear the rest of that statement. What did you say?
Yeah, $125,000 fine, mm-hmm, and can be up to 5 years imprisonment for the chief petitioner giving false statements on a recall petition.
Now, is it a statement or is it an expression of opinion? You know, when you say, when you go against the will of the people, because to me that sounds like a perfectly reasonable, you could make that about anybody, any politician, if you disagree with his or her action in office. Am I wrong on that, though, John?
Yeah, on the petition, this is the statement for recall. These are the statements that she made. There was, I think, six or seven statements that she made for.
Yeah, but I'm saying going against the will of the people, you know, how can you say that's not true? You can't say it's true, or you can't really say it's not true. All it is really a matter of opinion. That's all I was getting at here, John.
I get what you're saying,
okay.
Bill.
All right.
But, you know, that one is
saying that you broke the law with actually no evidence of having broken the law, nothing adjudicated or anything tried, nothing has been decided. Yeah, that seems that would be that. I think you have good feet to stand on on that thing.
Well,
so just wrong.
Also, she also stated that, you know, I've had secret meetings with Herman. There is no secret meetings with Herman.
Okay.
There is no proof. When you make statements like that, you have to be able to back up your statement.
All right.
You can't back up her statement.
Well, John, in all honesty, I don't think that even if the recall election were to go through, I don't think it'll pass. That's just my opinion. I understand, though, why you'd just as soon like to make sure that it wouldn't happen. I look at most of what's going on with the recall are people, in my opinion, are kind of, well, they were losers from the charter change from the spring. You know, ultimately, isn't that really what we're talking about, though? Butthurt,
yeah,
over that.
It's a big group of the charter change people and a big group, you know, of the ones who just lost in this last election. You know, Jay Meredith, Lily's second in command, he just lost his city council run, you know, and he himself is mad at me because he is the CFO or whatever he is of American Mineral Research, and he got shot down by the Board of County Commissioners. That's one thing, Bill, that everybody needs to understand.
What's that?
I don't make decisions by myself. It's a board decision. It's a board of three. Now, it could be a 2-1 vote. It could be a 3-0 vote. But none of these things that they claim, I can't make none of those decisions by myself.
Yeah, that's an interesting distinction, and it's something that is worth keeping in mind. Because if you're going to say that that someone is a bad vote, well, it's just as much a bad vote then if Herman did it, or if Dandy Young. I always call Dennis like the Sticks guy, the guy from Sticks. I always conflated those two. It's funny how that ended up working. But still, in all seriousness, though. Yeah, you're right. Everything is done by a board. Usually, of course, lately it seems to have always been a 2-1 vote. Would that be fair to say? Most of the time, that's where it tends to come down.
Yeah, except for, you know, there were certain things like the American Mineral Research. That was a 3-0 vote. It was all three commissioners saying no. We're not gonna hand over the parts of the county timberland to this mining investment company that Jay's involved in.
Now, I've talked to Jay about that in the past, and it sounded like there was something to that, though, that could have lucrative opportunities both for the area and for Josephine County. What ended up shooting that down, you know? Can you speak on that?
So let me tell you, Jay made a presentation. He said there's $50 to $60 million of gold reserves, and we have all these core drilling reports. And I said, well, who did the core drilling reports? And he said, oh, they were done back in the 60s or 70s. I said, is there anybody that can come and say they were involved in it so we know that they're accurate or true? And, you know, he said, well, he didn't think so. And then he said, he kept saying, you know, this could generate $200,000 to $300,000 a year for money for sheriff patrol.
Mm-hmm.
It cannot do it. It cannot do it because it would be revenue coming off of the forest timberlands, and the forest timberlands cannot be used for sheriff patrols. That's statute.
Okay, what would it be? So, what would it go to then? If Jay were to have had his way on that,
it would have went into the forest. The Forest Reserve Bank,
mm-hmm.
And then if there's any money left after paying for forestry and that, it can be used for veterans and juveniles.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there's a case to be made that even if it couldn't have been used for sheriff's patrol by statute, like you had just mentioned, the fact that it could be used in the forestry would still be a net gain for the county, would it not? And then you can redistribute other money from the general fund, let's say, to sheriff's patrols as an example. You could do that technically, couldn't you?
Forestry doesn't get general fund.
Okay.
So it wouldn't have made a hill of beans difference there.
Okay. All right.
One of the other problems with this whole thing is we were willing to look at entering an agreement on a 5 to 10 year lease. But the problem is, is we wanted a year or two of royalties up front. And their wording is, well, we're not going to do royalties up front. We can't guarantee you're going to make a penny off of this thing. Well, you know, there's $50 to $60 million worth of gold reserves, according to these guys. So we have the property up for sale right now for $3 million. If there's $50 to $60 million of gold reserves, why don't they, according to Lilly, they were going to, the county would end up with $3,124,000. Why don't they just buy it for $3 million? They can do whatever they want, as long as they want, with whoever they want.
Okay. Yeah, as long as you're, you know, working with state law there. You know, that's really interesting. I wasn't familiar with that fact that those old core samples were, that was way back then. You can't really double check that, though. Now, if they had gone through and done new core samples and they were able to assay that, then maybe the board would have thought differently, possibly, going back there and relitigating it.
There was multiple things here, Bill, that the board had to look at. You know, that's 77 acres of timberland, and we had with the company the rights to log a big portion of it. And then we got to, we replant it and grow timber for the future. Well, if we would have signed on a 5-year with a 5-year extension, and we got zero money out of, and I would venture to say there was a greater chance we were going to get zero than anything.
If you're not willing to pay the royalties up front, then that's also kind of telling people maybe you're undercapitalized or you don't have enough true believers in it. That's another way of looking at it. I know I don't want to get off too much in the weeds. We already have probably done too much of this, but you can't help but notice the people that are involved with the recall campaign have had issues, I guess, in the past. And I understand, you know, they can certainly have, they can try to do something like that. Our job, though, is to make sure that if there's going to be a recall election, that the recall election is done correctly. And at least according to the research that you and your attorney are doing, it appears that it is not. So we'll see if the courts agree with you, John. I guess that's all we can do, right, at this point?
We're going to find out. We're going to find out. It's state law. And as far as I know, we're supposed to follow a law, not a handbook. And, you know, this is also, I'm also doing this for the future people. So future people don't get caught in this same thing and they're treated fairly by the law. And, you know, I mean, I think all of us expect when you go out there and drive your car, when you go out and do anything, you have to follow the law. So why shouldn't we have to follow the law here?
Yeah, when it comes to the recall, in that all the citizen signatures need to be verified on that. And that's really interesting because when it comes right down to it, I'll bet if you were to go back and look at the various recall elections, I would venture a guess that most of them probably use that estimating technique of they take 10% of the signatures and they figure, well, if these pass muster, then the rest of them will too. And that's interesting.
One thing to think about, Bill, let's just say the voters vote not to recall me, and I didn't take this through the courts for the courts to decide. Would it happen again? Could it happen again the
sure
next time? But if the courts decide right now, this will be a case that will set the stage for all counties in Oregon to say, okay, if we have recalls in our county, Josephine County, it was just decided by the courts that we have to follow law, not a Secretary of State handbook.
Yeah. Yeah. Follow the law and get all the signatures certified. Frankly, I think they should be anyway. I don't think they should be using the algorithm or doing the estimation. Votes are something that should not be estimated. That's just my opinion, John. Just saying. Okay.
Well, the people expect the proper system. You know, they there's a lot of people that really their vote is sacred to them, and they want to know that their vote's counted. And it's accurate. But they also want to make sure that other folks aren't going against the system and making their vote invalid because the system is broken.
True enough. Well, you know how people would be really upset, John, and you could understand this. I think everyone listening could be understanding, no matter where you are on the aisle, in the aisle, so to speak, that if they were to take only 10% of the votes that came in there, counted those votes and say, all right, well, this is how we're going to say the entire election went. You know, they would not be with that. They would not be down with that at all. And I don't think it should be that way with a signature verification either. So anyway, keep us in the loop there and let us know if or when the court says something about it. And yeah, we don't want to get too specific out in the weeds on the actual law that was found, but it's very interesting. I think you got a strong case. We'll just see where it plays out, John. Okay.
Yep. We're going to find out. And one thing to know is the courts will decide on the law.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Thanks so much, John. Commissioner John West, Josephine County. You be well, okay? Take care.
Thank you, Bill.
Could be over before it even starts. We don't know. Well, it's already started, technically. We'll see if you have your ballots in Joe County. It's 735. You're on KMED, 99.3 KBXG. This is the Bill Meyer Show. Have your taxes gotten off track? Just call Zach, CPA at First Response Resolution. Visit firstresponseirs.com today to see what Zach can do for you. First Response Resolution in Eagle Point is your first response to the IRS, defending your rights as a taxpayer.
Freddy's Diner has a great menu, but there can be a downside.
I'm thinking a sandwich, but there's so many. The Philly, BLT. Ooh, a crispy chicken bacon with avocado. Oh gosh, here she comes. Focus. A prime rib dip. There's also seven melts. Aren't they technically sandwiches too?
Are you ready to order?
The cherry cola pulled pork sandwich, sweet potato fries with a side of ranch, please.
Decisive.
Always.
Freddy's Diner in Old Town Eagle Point. Open daily for lunch and dinner.
This is Rocky Mosel with International Star Registry. Over the past 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star and give the ultimate Christmas gift. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333 to give the brightest gift. That's 800-282-3333.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, their U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it guaranteed or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
You're hearing the Bill Meyer Show on 106.3 KMED.
It's 7:37. Appreciate you being here. We're going to break for the latest news, town hall and otherwise. And then plenty of time for your open calls. And one thing I'd like to touch in on you is that if you had the power of pardon, first off, were you surprised at what President Biden did over the weekend, pardoning Hunter? And if you had the power to have done something like this for your child, I'm looking for intellectual honesty about a very emotional topic. Would you, if your son or daughter were in the same kind of jam and you had the ability just to wipe that clean, would you do it in spite of the fact that maybe you told people, no, I don't think I would do it? What's your overall take on that? Naturally, Republicans were going to get all upset, but is it really all that different from President Trump pardoning the crimes of his daughter's father-in-law? Yeah, I mean that happened too. And if I recall correctly, I think I saw something that he's going to be sent overseas, going to be part of the Trump administration in 2025. Yeah, just give me your overall take on it. A, were you surprised? No, I wasn't surprised. B, what would you have done, if you were in the same situation? And C, was it really about pardoning Joe? We could talk about that and anything else on your mind here, too. 770-5633-770-KMED. You're on the Bill Meyer Show. 738.
Snow. It's beautiful to look at, but not so good for your car.
Oh, no. She needs to
stop.
Are you all right?
I think so. But the car, how bad is it?
It's going to need some body work.
Sorry.
Hey, don't worry. We got someone for that.
Winter can be rough on vehicles and drivers. Lithia Body and Paint is your go-to when you want your car looking like new again. Service, speed, accuracy, that's Lithia Body and Paint on Bullock Road in Medford.
Completed Electric Plus installs all the power plugs you need around your house. Need to have your EV power station hooked up? Complete it. Outlet for your hot tub on the patio? Complete it. Need to connect your generator to your breaker box with a flip of a switch? Complete it. Completed Electric Plus puts power where you need it quickly, expertly, and affordably with certified electricians specializing in residential electrical jobs. Call Completed Electric Plus and check those jobs off your list. Visit CompletedElectricPlus.com.
News brought to you by Millett Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground. Visit MilletteConstruction.com.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. President Joe Biden pardoned his son Hunter on gun and tax charges despite previous promises he wouldn't, claiming the cases against him were politically motivated and prosecuted to hurt the president politically. Biden's spokesperson, Karine Jean-Pierre, was asked recently if Biden was going to change his mind on the pardon.
It's still a no.
It will always be a no.
It's still a no. It will be a no. It is a no, and I don't have anything else to add. Will he pardon his son? No.
The president released a statement Sunday evening saying his son was singled out and that raw politics has infected the process. Oregon Democratic Congresswoman Val Hoyle was one of more than 100 politicians around the country to get a bomb threat targeting their residence. The threat against Hoyle was sent by email to the Springfield Police Department. More stagnant air on the way for the next 24 hours locally. The National Weather Service in Medford says people with respiratory illness need to follow their doctor's advice for dealing with high levels of air pollution. Bill Lennon, KMED.
20 before 8.
Durable and custom fit metal roofing? Stephen Westfall Roofing Inc. specializes in metal roofing. With two portable snap lock machines, they pull right up to your door, allowing them to custom cut every panel for a perfect fit. With over 18 years of experience, they serve Jackson, Josephine, and Curry counties, offering reliable roofing solutions tailored to your needs. Licensed, bonded, and insured for your peace of mind. Visit StephenWestfallRoofingInc.com today for your free estimate. CCB number 250730.
19 before 8. Happy to take your calls. We're talking about the presidential pardon of Hunter Biden this morning. And Janet, you are here, and you're saying you're okay with a pardon, but something should be done with the money, right?
Sure. As a good parent, we forgive our kids.
Uh-huh.
But we teach them wrong is wrong, and we make restitution. Give the money back to the people he defrauded. That's called the American public.
You know, Janet, that's an interesting take on it. Of course, that means he'd have to take back that 10 or 15% from the big guy, right?
Oh, Kel DeMage breaks my heart. No, it's a thing a good parent would do. Forgive your kids, but teach them the consequences and restore them that way. And
yeah, I have to say that it seems clear, though, that President Biden has been very, very soft with Hunter over the years. And I don't know if it's because of the amazing tragedy that, you know, he was in that car wreck that ended up killing his mother,
right,
and his sister. And it's just really bad. It's just a really bad situation all around, you know?
I understand the compassion, but Joe's going to have to pardon himself, too, because he's taking some of this money. That's pretty well documented.
Yeah, all right. Janet, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Tammy. Tammy, you're up here next. Good morning. Oh, by the way, the number here is 770-5633. Morning, Tammy.
Hi. Good morning, Bill.
Morning.
So, my opinion is, first of all, we all knew it was going to happen. No matter what any one of them says, we knew he was going to pardon him. There's mm-hmm. no question.
Okay, I'll agree with you on that. We all knew he was going to do that, though. What about what about you? I mean, would you have done something like this? I'm trying to get into the mindset of a father, maybe a soft father. Hasn't really kept a hard leash on the son. I mean, this is nothing unusual, though. Would you have done the same thing in your situation if you had had a son or daughter that did the crimes that Hunter is accused of doing?
You know, I'm really torn on this one because, one, I want to say yes. Mm-hmm. He would pardon and let it go. But also, if you don't teach your kids the lessons that they need to learn, then they're just going to keep repeating and repeating and repeating.
I'm kind of wondering when's the next time we're going to hear about Hunter getting in trouble again. You know it's coming.
Exactly.
You know it's coming.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Appreciate the call, Tammy. Thanks for that. 770-5633. Your opinion on that or anything else on your mind, too, for that matter. It is Monday, Cyber Monday, Radio Monday, Talk Radio Monday, always here on The Bill Meyer Show.
Siskiyou Pump Service and Rotary Drilling Company provides water to Rogue Valley homes from field to faucet, including water filtration systems and service. Siskiyou Pump offers a free water test for hardness, iron, pH, and conductivity, and will offer a free no-obligation estimate on service or a new state-of-the-art filtration system if desired. We've been producing the most essential ingredient to your home for over 50 years, fresh, clean water. So if you have concerns about your water, call for your free water test and no-obligation quote. Visit SiskiyouPump.com.
If you're remodeling your house, start with the foundation. Millett Construction offers a no-pressure, thorough inspection of your home's foundation and a no-obligation estimate if your house needs work. The foundation is most important because all of the repairs and upgrades you're planning, from the floors, windows, doors, cabinets, even the roof, can be affected if your foundation is unstable. Be sure you're on solid ground. Millett Construction will level your house and correct the shifting soil problem. Visit MillettConstruction.com.
Imagine healthcare where people and technology work in harmony. Welcome to NextGen Healthcare, software that frees physicians and empowers patients. AI turns doctor-patient conversations into soap notes in seconds, saving up to 2 hours a day. Patients self-schedule online, increasing engagement and reducing staff stress. The joy of getting home on time. It's possible and easier than you think. Visit nextgen.com/radio to learn how.
Hi, I'm Corey with Patriot Electric, and I'm on KMED.
Happy to take your calls. Talking about the, well, the Biden pardon of the Biden. After all this time in which they said it was never going to happen.
As we sit here in Normandy, your son Hunter is on trial, and I know that you cannot speak about an ongoing federal prosecution. But let me ask you, will you accept the jury's outcome, their verdict, no matter what it is?
Yes.
And have you ruled out a pardon for your son?
Yes.
You have.
His son, Hunter, is also up for being sentenced next month. Does the president have any intention of pardoning him?
We've been asked that question multiple times. Our answer stands, which is no.
You said from the podium that President Biden would not pardon his son. If Vice President Harris is elected, would he tell her also to not pardon?
I mean, that's a hypothetical. Look, the president, I could speak for the president, and he said he would not pardon his son.
Something tells me that it's going to be a very bad day for Raggedy Ann in front of the press corps today. Just saying. She can't wait to probably quit. Let's just get out of this. I'm tired of lying for the administration. But anyway, let me go to line one. Hi, welcome. Who's this? Good morning.
Bill, Alan DeBoer. How are you?
Alan, how are you this morning? Life's good.
And the answer is yes, I would pardon my son.
I think most people would. I think most people would. I really do.
But I also learned that never say never. I will never do something. And I would shock the whole nation because I would pardon Trump also. It's time to start the healing of all these political people going after each other and start balancing the budget and getting rid of the problems. Fix Medicare, which is a paperwork mess. Increase the benefits. Fix Social Security, which means giving people that are only getting $600 or $700 a month a raise. And maybe limit high-income earners. There's so many things that we could do, but we need to fix the nation, and the whole start is, and I don't think President Biden would ever do this, but if I was him, I'd pardon Trump.
You know, that actually makes a lot of sense if you really want to wipe the slate clean and move forward and not keep, looking backwards, so to speak. But there's another aspect out of this that so many people within the governmental system arguably committed great crimes. And if nobody ends up being either having their pension thrown out or thrown into jail, what's going to stop it from happening again? You know, that's always the balance we have to do, right? You know, it would feel good just to be, hey, we're not going to talk about the past anymore. But I don't know. A lot of people committed crimes. What do you think?
Yep, you're correct. But when do we start? Stop chasing. You know, it's a, both parties do it. I mean, they're going to go after impeach, 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 and nothing happens out of an impeach.
Okay, all right. How about this, Alan? How about this, Alan? Instead of sending someone to jail, how about we take people from the FBI and the DOJ and we cane them like in Singapore? How about that instead? Would you be okay with that? How about caning? You'd be all right? There is something to me that would be so satisfying as seeing that little troll Merrick Garland being caned. But you know, in fact, that'd be better than jail time, as far as I'm concerned. Thank you for the call there, Senator. Let me go to line two. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome.
This is Not So Crazy.
Hello, Not So Crazy. How you been, Gene?
Oh, pretty good. How you been doing?
I'm doing well. It was a good long weekend. I puttered in the yard and in the garage. I got the old AM 1440 transmitter part working, so I had this little bit of broadcast history, broadcasting inside my garage on AM 1440. Not enough for the FCC to get in trouble with me, though. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now we know what we'll be listening to on the final days.
Well, you know, if for some reason we had the EMP, this is a tube device, so it would still work. So, yeah, assuming we can get some power, right? I'll just get some... I'll get back to you on that one, Gene, okay?
I'll be looking forward to listening to you talk when nobody else is.
All right. But so we'll be there in case we're in a cockroach society time, all right? So what's on your mind? Let's go. Let's move forward.
Well,
thank you.
I just watched a show, Abides, and...
okay, what's it called? What's it called?
Almost everybody...
No, hold on. What's it called? Your phone cut out.
The Earth Abides.
Oh, The Earth Abides. Great novel from the 1940s or 50s. That is one of my favorite dystopian apocalyptic novels of all time. In fact, it was one of the first ones really done. It was great.
They talk about almost everybody dying from a plague, but there's a few people left.
Mm-hmm.
And I got thinking about survivability of our high technology, especially rubber. And you know, all the cars, the tires, the hoses, the belts. And I got thinking, well, as soon as that ages, they will not have a high society anymore.
Yeah, well, it is a very complex society that we have. And have you ever read the novel, The Earth Abides?
No, I never have read
it. It is well worth it, even though I'm sure the movie was quite good. It's interesting how they talked about so much. It was set in the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area.
Yeah.
And they talked about how even though everybody had died in this mysterious plague that they didn't get start explaining, there was like less than 1% of the people ended up surviving this bizarre plague, hit the entire world. But because they had hydropower in that area, the generators kept going for years. It took a while for the system to finally break down and stop. So you'd still have the streetlights on at night and everything else, and everybody's dead, right?
It kept going on even though there was nobody there running it.
Yeah, I wonder how much of our society could do that. We have a if it's EMP-ish, it's a different kind of problem. Appreciate the call. Let me go to line three. Good morning. Hi, who's this? Welcome. This is Bill.
Good morning, Bill. It's Francine.
Francine, welcome. How you been?
Pretty good.
Good.
I had a nice quiet weekend. Very, very cold.
Oh, my gosh. It never got, I swear, above 33 at my house. We were in the inversion zone by Foothill Road. It was gray. You had like a little smattering of sun, maybe about 4 o'clock, and then the sun went down. That was it.
Yeah, I know. It was. Yeah. And my place, I told you I live in a trailer. It was really cold in here, you know. But all that aside, I have two things I wanted to comment on.
Sure. What's that?
Okay. Well, one is... the pardoning issue.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. If I were in a position, if my son had done something just horrendously awful and had been convicted and was going to go to prison and blah, 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 and I had the power to pardon him, that would mean I'm president of the United States.
Dictator for 4 years. What would you be doing? I can hear this diabolical, you know, kind of laugh.
Oh, I would be tossing people right and left and throwing them under the bus and whatever, you know, that kind of thing. And some of my immediate choices for advisors would be Patrick Woods, Joel Skousen, Michael Chesedovsky from Global Research, Then I would have RFK, Dr. Mercola, and the Midwestern doctor running all the health stuff. Okay.
Let me give you a real American salute. I wouldn't disagree with you when it comes on the health side of things. Okay. Good. All right.
Well, they all have, you know, they all have their strong areas.
Now, the thing is, though, in other words, you're not surprised by this, though, but it's almost too strong a temptation not to pardon your child. Wouldn't you agree, ultimately?
Well, yeah, I mean, I do, but you would have to do, for example, if, you know, Joe's claiming, he's going, oh, well, they, you know, they targeted my son to try and get to me, you know. Well, what do you think they arrested all those people on January 6th for?
Yeah.
It wasn't because they broke the law. It was because they wanted to get Trump.
Exactly. Good point. Thank you for that. 770-5633. Thank you, Francie. Let me go to line 4. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome.
Good morning. This is Peter from Sunny Valley, currently talking to you from Coos Bay, Bill.
Well, Peter, it's good to have you wherever you happen to be. And what's on your mind?
So I got you on your online feed, obviously, because the radio doesn't reach out here, but the cell phone reaches almost everywhere.
Good.
Except for the 47 places on the route that it drops signal.
Yeah.
So Alan kind of stole my thunder there, but yeah, sure, go ahead. Pardon Hunter while you're at it. Pardon Trump while you're at it. Do whatever you want to do. He's got until January whatever. He got kicked square in the crown jewels by his own party, put in a bag, and left on the curb for somebody else to pick up. He had no problem with issuing a myriad of executive orders in his first week in his presidency. What should he do in the last month of his presidency? I'd say whatever he wants to.
And we'll have to keep an eye because a lot of bad stuff can happen in that final month. What do you say?
I know, but it's already been erased by the Trump effect. Look at what's happening in the Middle East. Look at what's happening with Russia. Look at what the global reactions are to the U.S. election right now. People can blame or credit whoever they want to. It just depends on what side of the aisle you're on and how much your knickers are in a knot. But practically speaking, they're going to keep me working all the way through the apocalypse. So, yeah, whatever.
Peter, you say working through the apocalypse. Does that mean you're in solar system repair or something like that? What do you got going? Do you mind?
I could do that, too.
Right. Okay.
Now it's commercial services. People break doors. They damage floors. Doesn't matter. Locks and docks, whatever it is, I fix it.
Yeah. Well, the main thing is, Peter, make sure the best way to future-proof yourself, though, make sure that it's the kind of work that AI can't replace you, right? Fair enough?
Oh, no. AI definitely cannot replace hands-on because AI can tell you about things, but AI cannot mechanically repair them.
Not yet. Dun, dun, dun. We'll be back with you on that one, Peter, okay? You be well. Thanks for listening. 757-770-5633, whether you're out on the coast or whether you're here closer or whether you're halfway across the country. This is the Bill Meyer Show, 770-5633, one number to join in.
As a business owner, you likely do a lot of driving around town, so turn your business vehicle into an attention-getting rolling billboard. The Wash Buggy Wrap Lab brands and restyles cars, pickups, vans, even big rigs with durable vinyl to present your business logo and info in a professional, contemporary design that's guaranteed to make a bold statement. The Wash Buggy Wrap Lab is your source for paint protection film, window tint, and vinyl wrap for your personal vehicle, too. Get your design suggestion today. Visit washbuggyautospa.com.
The Rogue Gardener is sponsored by Grange Co-op. And remember, use the right tool for the job.
The Dirt Devil has a little plastic spout that folds down, and it'll go right into blossoms and get the bugs without damaging the blossoms.
I know they're not so high-powered because every time I try to use one on my truck's upholstery, it never gets any dirt out. But I bet it would get a bug.
It gets bugs. It's a real handy tool.
Catch the Rogue Gardener live Saturdays 10 to noon, Sunday morning Encore at 9 on KMED.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, their U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it guaranteed or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
The conspiracy, Ground Zero. The conspiracy of the state versus you. The conspiracy against us. The conspiracy of the New World Order. The history of how it's going about. It's all falling into place.
You might think this is crazy talk.
I don't care because I believe the people wearing the tinfoil hats are actually smarter than most. And the thing is we've said many times that things are transpiring in this country and that people need to wake up. And now we're going to wake up people even more tonight.
Early evenings at 8.
How we can beat this.
News Talk 106.3 KMED. This is News Talk 106.3 KMED. And you're waking up with the Bill Myers Show.
Shay, before 8 o'clock at KMED and KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KBXG Grants Pass. Isn't that interesting? Gateway Pundit reporting, citizens of Shasta County, California, declaring a state of emergency and demanding certifiable election results. By the way, thank you to the Reverend David for cluing me in on this particular story. I kind of missed this one. In Shasta County, the results of their election not legitimately certifiable, concerned citizens pointing out the following. Patty Plum, this is my husband, Ron Plum. Date is Friday. This is Friday the 29th that they put this out. Speaking as a concerned citizen of Shasta County and not as an election commissioner, press release today in response to our appointed clerk and recorder, Thomas Taylor's comments regarding the protest and demonstration. U.S. Supreme Court has concluded that we not only have the right to cast a vote, but to have that vote counted accurately. Shasta County did not follow the user manual provided by Hart InterCivic, and as a result, a printing error on live ballots occurred. One out of two ballots are being rejected and must be duplicated. California voting system standards are not being met in Shasta County. Interesting. And boy, they are going to have a press conference this afternoon, 3:30, outside the Reading Library. If you wanted to find out more about that, Gateway Pundit has that story. But sounds like, of course, it's kind of embarrassing that I guess we're still counting elections in some of the California places, even right now. Still counting. Almost a month afterwards. The election season. Yep, paper ballots counted by the precincts, in the precincts, night of, answers there. Recounts are an easy thing to do. Right there, paper ballots, no software involved, just a calculator. How about that? Of course, then they'll say, is the calculator connected to the internet? No, I don't want to go off on that conspiracy. But yeah, it's like every conspiracy theory they've had about flaky election counting seems to have ended up turning into a conspiracy fact at some point. But still, how did we get to the point where most of our ballots are being counted by machines that are not transparent? Everything's proprietary. You can't look at the software. You can't really look at it because, well, these are trade secrets. And anything, what is so secretive about having something that is just additive? Election is just an additive process. That's all it is. That's all. Just saying. At some point, maybe we'll figure it out. Hopefully sooner rather than later, that is for sure. We'll catch up with Town Hall News and a bunch more coming up. Dr. Dennis Powers will join me here where past meets present. And, of course, more of your calls. I'll try to squeeze one more in before news. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Yeah, Bill.
Yeah.
This is Terry.
Hey, Terry. What's going on?
Hey, I think the people are kind of forgetting something about Biden. His policies caused all the deaths in the Middle East, all the deaths in Ukraine. It was his policy. That guy, I mean, and whoever's running it, you know, I mean, I know it's not all him, but it's the big people in the Democratic Party are pushing their policies. And they, as far as I'm concerned, they caused all those deaths because they shouldn't have been. They've had somebody in there, you know, hopefully Trump will continue what he did last time.
Mm.
But
hey, Terry, let me just ask this. Maybe this is another way of putting it. Should there be such a thing as a presidential pardon? Should presidents be able to pardon?
Well, yeah, that's up for debate. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the problem with government. There is no accountability. None. I mean, even locally here, there is, you know, they messed up. They're pardoned.
My concern, and I appreciate where Senator DeBoer was talking a few minutes ago, you know, about, hey, let's clean this up, move forward. I get that. But when criminals never get put into jail, when they never lose their pensions, that kind of makes the rest of us lose a bit of faith in the system, wouldn't you say?
Oh, exactly. Exactly. I mean, it's the same in our school system. There's no accountability. The kids, you know, they can get away with murder practically, and they're still in school.
Yep. Point well taken. Appreciate the call. Hi, good morning. This is Bill. Who's this?
This is Joel reporting from the Iron Gate.
Joel from the Iron Gate. How's life there? Are you freezing foggy or warmer?
Oh, my God. Well, we got down to 17 degrees 2 days ago. And
whoa.
And the water trough for the horses, it was an inch thick piece of ice.
Hey, but I was going to ask you, how's the water looking given that there's been more rain coming? Has it been making the Iron Gate, or the river rather, Klamath River, run better than it has in the past?
Yeah, it's definitely up and running clear.
Okay.
And the report from your own station on the Saturday morning outdoor report, 7 fish actually made it all the way to Fall Creek.
Did they get to spawn?
They didn't have that information.
Okay.
But,
yeah, that was the Northwest Outdoor Show, yeah, on Saturday morning. I get that. Okay.
Yeah. Well, on the other subject, when was the last time anyone was tried for treason? 14 million people in the country, dozens of murders and rapes. Somebody's got to be held accountable.
Will do. Appreciate the call there, Joel. Good hearing from you at the Iron Gate. News next. Dr. Powers joins me after that. Plus some emails of the day and a bunch more all coming up.